Come see Stand Up on the Spot live in a city near you, like Los Angeles, California, Huntington Beach, California, and St. Petersburg, Florida. Also, come see me headline in San Antonio, Texas, Louisville, Kentucky, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Utah County, Utah, Tacoma, Washington, and more. Get tickets and new merch at jeremiahwatkins.com.
You. Yes, you. Are you subscribed yet? Let's fix that today. Hit that button. Maybe feel adventurous. Hit that bell for notifications. Leave a like, leave a comment. Show some comics some love. Thanks so much. Now please enjoy Stand Up on the Spot.
How are we doing tonight, huh? Welcome to Stand Up on the Spot. I'm your host, Jeremiah Watkins, and this is how the show works. We, the comedians, are coming up here with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. You're going to yell stuff out, and then we're going to create Stand Up on the Spot based off those suggestions. Who's ready to kick it off? What do you say, huh? Okay, all right. What do we got?
The moon
and awkward handshakes. Okay. I think we should bring back mooning. That was a fun 90s thing and before that is very problematic now. But the adrenaline that you would feel on a road trip with your family. If you pulled those suckers down and hit the window and tried to not have your dad see it in the front while you were doing it out the back to the passengers on the other side, it was exhilarating. It felt so good. But just like trick-or-treating, you have to be below a certain age before it starts getting creepy. I remember that like I was that guy in high school that was like pushing junior senior year, like, and I'm the same height now as I was then, that I was like, are we going trick or treating or what? And my boys were like, maybe not this year, man. Maybe not, because like the last year where I knew that it was my last year trick or treating is when I walked to the door and there was a dad that was standing at the door that was the same height as me. And he looked at me like, take your candy and get off my property. Like, he was so disappointed in me that a nearly grown man wanted a Butterfingers that bad. So it's the same thing with mooning. After a while, it stops being cute, and then you're like, oh, I just saw that dude's balls and pubes up hanging out the back of the moon. This is just disgusting now. Next suggestion. What do we got?
Scary movies.
What's that?
Scary movies.
Love them. One of my favorites. I remember this one traumatic scary movie night that I had. You ever look back at a memory years later and you realize like, oh, I messed up. I dropped the ball on an opportunity. It was a Halloween night that literally seven girls invited me over to this one girl's basement and I was the only guy there. And I didn't make a move on any of the girls. And that night, I solidified myself as the gay best friend. They were all waiting. They were waiting for me. They put on Friday the 13th, then they put on Freddy Krueger, all these different things, Nightmare on Elm Street, all these different things. They were like, I remember them like cuddling closer. It was like six girls that were all horny. There's just like, it could have been such a different night. And it, I didn't even realize that I had messed up until years later. I literally woke up. I was like, Jeremiah, what were you doing? You could have had a different high school experience. You could have gone to school the next day high-fiving literally everybody. Even the janitor would have been giving me, dapping me up. It would have been such a different experience. But I just, I didn't see it. I was like, man, these girls are so nice. I just didn't get it. So that was one of those things. It was one of those things. Damn. Got an audible damn up there. Like people, you know, some people are like, if I had a time machine, I would kill Hitler. Freshman year of high school, Halloween night. That's where I would have gone back, and I would have told myself, "I'm like, dude, you're blowing it. You're messing up. Get it together. They all want you." Next suggestion.
Aliens.
The extraterrestrials or the people. Because, you know, if you're a redneck, it's either one. Like, these aliens keep coming out here. It's like, which one are you talking about? With their little vehicles? It's like, they keep crossing our border. I still don't know which one you're talking about. I'm not sure. Next suggestion.
Security guards.
They don't really employ, like you would think a security guard would be like a fit person. Like, a security guard is like a person who has been living in his parents' basement and they're like, you have to get a job. And he's like, I'll show you. I work security at the Dollar General now. The lower the price tier, the fatter they're going to be. It's just because... Are you really going to run after somebody if they stole $3 worth of things? They're just looking at them. They're not even getting up out of their chair. They're just like, come on, man. Come on. Let's grab one last suggestion. I like this crowd, though.
Cheesecake Factory.
Anything else?
Pinatas.
I'm surprised that pinatas is not a black people sport yet. Let me explain. It's so fun and it takes a lot of talent that you think that they would have gotten good at that too and be like, that's ours. Like little kids like at the party and stuff like that, like, but it's a very Hispanic thing still. But I mean, like, dude, if all it takes is a couple of black families to start training their kids a little bit, dude, game over. Making Mexican kids cry, or the aliens if you call them that. Guys, who's ready to kick this off? What do you say, huh? You guys are amazing. We have an amazing lineup ahead of you tonight. And we're going to keep the amazing energy rolling with your next comedian on the stage. This guy has Showtime specials, Netflix specials. I love watching this guy. You guys are going to love him too. Please welcome the great, my brother, Brad Williams, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Hey. All right. The crowd work show. I just like the fact that you got, like, your night starts off with something that would be a topic at a traditional crowd work show. Like if I was any other comedian, you might yell out, midgets. You know what I mean? Like, you might yell that out. But here it's like, I can't yell that out to him. You know what I mean? So, cool. What would you like to hear about from the perception of a little person?
Bus stops.
Bus stops? Fucking hey, man. Bus stops. Like, okay, like, as someone with a disability, you have no idea how hard I worked to never be at a bus stop. Because when you see a midget on a bus, it's just fucking sad. Like, it's just, you know, because you don't know why is that. Like, because no one's ever at a bus because, like, shit went really well in their lives, you know? You know what I mean? Like, you're never going to see, like, Elon Musk on a bus and just like, I like to see what the people are doing. Like, that's never going to happen. So you see a midget on a bus, you're just like, oh, it went really bad for that fucker. Like, really bad. And then you start wondering, like, is it because he can't reach the pedals on a normal car? Like it starts getting very sad. Very sad. Like, and I was determined because here's the thing. When I was in elementary school, they wanted me to ride the short bus to school. And there wasn't any other disabled people in my class. So it would have just been me on something called the short bus. And like, you know that if I ever got off that thing, every parent would be like, that's why they call it that. You know what I mean? Like, that's... That's a good one though. I like that one. I might actually use that shit. Zip lines. Holy shit. All right. Believe it or not, I have ridden a zip line several times. I did one on Catalina Island. There's a zip line there. And every time I'm on a zip line, I always think of the people that are below, looking up, seeing that, and I just pray that there was someone right next to them at that moment that would grab them by their shoulders and say, no one's gonna believe you. Like, 'cause imagine the person has to explain to their friends, like, no, dwarf, zip line. They're like, no, fuck, no, the shrooms are kicking in. Like, no, you're not. That's not happening for you. There is this, like, there's so many things that you can do that are like, hey, this is designed to scare you, and it's for tourism and for fun. Like, I was in Miami, and this guy was like, hey, you want to go parasailing? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to go parasailing. That's some awesome shit. No, it's not. No, it's not. You sit on a piece of wood that is that fucking wide, okay? Like, it's that wide, and then they just take you up 150 feet in the air. And you're just like, this was a very bad idea. And you start looking down. And you're like, if I fall, I'm just dead. Like, I'm just dead. And then people are just like, here's my $80. Let's go. Like, it's very strange that people do that. That started off with promise. It didn't end well. Started off so strong with buses. Anyway, okay, what else we got out there?
Shrooms.
Shroom. What's up?
Mini butlers.
Why'd they gotta be mini? We could just say butlers. Although that is a power move. That's how you know you're rich as hell if you have a midget butler, because it's just a flex, because he ain't doing shit. Okay? He's not doing shit around the house. Like, he's not. What are you going to be like, fetch me that bowl? Ah, fuck. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, it's not. Who's at the door? Ah, you don't fucking know. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the people's too high. So that's like the ultimate, like, that's like the ultimate hipster rich guy flex. Like if there's a rich hipster, that's the kind. Like, I feel like Wes Anderson has a midget butler. And they're just like, what does he do? He does nothing. He does absolutely nothing. I pay him handsomely. And then everyone just thinks he's a good person. That's cool. You gave him an opportunity. Yes, I could have cast him in a movie. That would have been very easy. I didn't do that. What else we got out there?
Costume party.
Costume party. All right. Costume parties are very interesting for me. I like costume parties. I think it's great. It's Halloween. You know, we're about to go to a lot of them. Picking a costume for me is very like, all right. So this year, I'll tell you what I'm going to be this year. It's my wife's choice. So if you don't like it, I could tell her she sucks. She wants to, like, okay, so I have a daughter, and she's also a little person. And so my wife, she's tall. That's how you know I'm really fucking good at this job. And... That's how you know. And she's going to be... Does anyone know who Carmen Miranda is? Yes? Okay, so she's going to be Carmen Miranda, and then me and my dwarf daughter are going to be bananas. Which is cute. It's very cute, right? It's cute. But then, like, she's like, yes, it'll be Carmen Miranda and the two bananas. And I'm just thinking, you don't know what it's going to look like if you're not there. I just look like the annoying peanut butter jelly. Like, that's what I look like. Anyway, that was fun. Jeremiah, let's get Jeremiah up here. That was good.
One more time for Brad Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
Halloween costumes. It's always really interesting, like me going through the costume shop, because I go into a costume shop and then everyone just kind of looks at me and goes, wow, that's a good one. Like, so authentic.
The bottom half is killing it. So we're going to grab some suggestions, see what we can do with them together. So what do we got?
Disneyland.
Used to work there. Fuck you, not one of the seven. Okay, like not one. Not one. I grew up in Orange County, California, and by law, every single kid that grows up in Orange County has to work at Disneyland at some point. But I didn't want to be a character because I thought that was too stereotypical. So the job I actually had, no bullshit, this is real. My job at Disneyland, I was a bodyguard for the characters. They call it a character host. And I'd walk around with Mickey, Minnie, you know, like I'd walk around with them. And, you know, if a 5-year-old steps out of line, I got to be like, what's up, bitch? Okay, that's what I got to do. Once again, if a dwarf beats you up, no one's going to believe you when you file that police report. And if a dwarf is kicking someone's ass in the middle of, like, Disneyland, everyone just goes, it's a show.
This is the weirdest ride here at Disneyland. This is bizarre.
Yeah.
Dude, when you called it the seven, I literally had like a flooded like thoughts of like the serious movie that I want to see that's made out of the seven dwarves called The Seven.
Oh.
Who would you be out of the seven?
Oh, I would definitely be Grumpy. As much as I would want to play Grumpy, like, I think it's bullshit that a lot of, like, tall actors are being, like, digitally shrunk down and playing dwarf parts now. Like Hugh Grant is the fucking Oompa Loompa in the new Wonka movie. Hugh goddamn Grant, okay? We're all close. We've all seen the original Wonka. That's the... Like, that's what we want. I know, you just saw one do the dance. Fucking bucket list. Okay, anyway... That's what we all want, and instead we get two grand, there's no Benelux pals. That's what my. Like, and that's not. So I normally hate tall actors playing dwarf parts, but if Bill Burr wanted to be Grumpy, I would support that.
That would be great.
If Bill Burr's like, well, she's coming into our house, we're taking care of her, we're not even gonna fuck her.
He just has a mic stand everywhere he goes for everything.
Why is anyone gonna try to fuck her? Dopey, get in there. You haven't, and you've never seen a pussy. Get the fuck in there right now. What the fuck are you so happy about? Like, yeah. It was just...
let's grab one last suggestion.
TikTok.
So
let's talk about Kesha. that was pretty good. That's good. Okay. Yeah. So like, I will make this joke about Kesha. Right. Yeah.
That was good.
Okay. That was nice. Yeah.
I actually saw Kesha perform one time. Jealous? Of course you are. And in the middle of her performance, her top came off, and her tits are just out there. And she knew. I mean, obviously, you don't like. Yeah, you. And she just looked down. She's like, ha, ha, yeah, again. And then she kept singing. She said again, and then she kept singing. Like, oh, this is the part of the show where my tits come out. And it's amazing to me that her ticket sales aren't greater than that. Like, that should be. Like, if you knew that was gonna happen, yeah, you'd show up.
Yeah, I'm surprised that not everybody knows that in here. Yeah. Like, that's a common thing.
Yeah, like the same way at certain point pyro goes off in some band.
Yeah, like
sets.
An AC/DC rock, like concert, yeah. Like the bar's about to rock fire.
Like, it's just catch up, tick tock, like that. Everyone just sitting there like, here it comes. That'd be
guys,
awesome.
Keep it going for Brad Williams.
Hey.
We having a good time, ladies and gentlemen. This next comedian, I absolutely love. He makes me laugh so much on his social media. You got to follow him. You may have seen him on HBO's Insecure. Please welcome the great Tahir Moore to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Let's go.
All right. Cut it, DJ. Let's get it going. How you guys doing? All right. Jeremiah told me not to wear black, but I'm fat, so... Black is slimming. I'm still going to wear it. I'll just look mysterious. Okay, give me some good shit, guys, because I'm nervous. I ain't never done this show before, and I'm really close to farting. I don't want to do it on... You fuck it up. It's going to be a nervous fart, so just know that. This front row obliterated, okay? I'm juicing right now, and that shit is not going to be good, bro. Today was my green juice day, so that shit is going to hit. All right, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Glory hole.
You said it at the same time. Take a turn.
Glory hole.
Wow. Never done one. Let's start there. Interested, but it's like, I don't know. Like, I'm a germaphobe. Like, I've never had a one-night stand. Now, mind you, I've had sex with over 300 people, but I've never had a one-night stand. I have to connect with someone on some part. Like, we got to laugh or something. Oh, okay, she's a human. She laughs like a normal person. But, like, just sticking my penis through a hole, I mean, it's a little bit like, ooh, what's on the other side? But what if it's a dude, right? Like, how do you tell somebody I accidentally got my dick sucked by a guy? Did you pull it back? I'm not a quitter. I had to see it through. I've never quit anything in my life. But I didn't know, so I wouldn't know how to do that one. I wouldn't know. I don't know. Because it's like, if money was on the line, I don't know. I don't know. I often think about, like, you know, those questions, if somebody asks you, like, if you had, like, sir, if you had a vagina, like, fucking vagina, if you were a full-fledged woman for 24 hours, would you fuck?
Maybe.
This is a safe space, guys. It's a very safe space. Sir, would you? If you were a woman for 24 hours, would you fuck? You take that vagina on the roll? I would fuck a lot. I would be. I've never had a vagina before. I want to see what this is like. I'm gonna have guys like lined up on the ground and just be like, all right, next. I like, because if you don't get more than two strokes, you didn't really fuck them, so it doesn't count. In my mind, that was random. Okay, who's next? You holler something out.
Karaoke.
Okay. I fucking love karaoke. Okay. I mastered this song. It's actually a song I really do enjoy, but nobody expects a black guy dressed in urban lifestyle attire to sing "Since You've Been Gone" by Kelly Clarkson. But that is my shit. And I play it up too. I walk up the stage, all right, this is for the real ones. Y'all know what the fuck it is. Only real motherfuckers gonna know what it is. It's about to go down in this bitch. And then it starts. Here's the thing, we started off friends. It was cool, but it was all pretending. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone, that is my shit. And the choreography isn't just for like the verse. Like when it goes to the chorus, I'm jumping up. And since you've been gone, I'm like tits out. Normally when I'm performing or anything, I'm sucking my stomach in because I like seconds and thirds and fourths. And you can tell right here. But like when I'm doing that part, one of my titties is inevitably gonna come out. Okay. And like not the shirt, but the tank top. Like I wake up with the titty out of the tank top, just like the lady. So just know that's gonna happen. I love karaoke. That's a good ass time. Thank you. It's a great suggestion. Anybody else?
OG
Simpson. Oh. Say it again. OJ Simpson is probably the stupidest motherfucker in the world. As a black man to get off of a two white person murder charge and then get back in the news for like doing stupid shit. He gotta be, to release a book called "I Didn't Do It, But If I Did," it's the biggest fuck you to the judicial system ever. They're more mad at O.J. Simpson than like Frederick Douglass and Martin Luther King. O.J. Simpson, to get arrested for stealing your memorabilia back, like bitch, why did you sell it? Why didn't you keep some shit in the safe just in case a rainy day happens? I don't understand O.J. Simpson. This is the dumbest shit. I will say I enjoyed him in a Naked Gun. It took a while before I realized this the that. When I realized, because I watched Naked Gun when I was like in elementary school, I wasn't remembering names. And I remember in elementary school when OJ got off. I'm from St. Louis, and they announced it over the PA system. They like, which I thought was a gross, like, I don't know, like misuse of power. Like, this is for when we're getting out early and when somebody needs to be called to the office. But to just say, hey, OJ's innocent, it's like, bitch, I'm 9. This isn't important to me. This could have just been a note passed around to the teachers. But yeah, O.J. Simpson is dumb as fuck for that. Just my personal, he's probably a great person to kick it with. I would still hang with O.J. though. I absolutely would, just for like the residual pussy that I think he's gonna get. Cause he can't fuck everybody. I hung with Dennis Rodman, random as hell. That's how I found out that you can actually break your dick. I didn't know that. Dennis Rodman has the wildest stories ever. But yeah, I would hang with OJ for a day, but like not more than that. He started trying to frame me for murder. I know who did it. Hey, bitch, I'm not even old enough. Liar. Okay, couple more. Let's just go do two more and I'm gonna get the hell up out of here. Anybody else?
Blimps.
You guys are good. Guys are fucking good. I feel like failed pilots become blimp pilots. It's kind of like the whole security guard thing earlier. Jeremiah was like, fuck, I didn't make it to the academy 6 times. I feel like that's how you become a blimp driver. Pilot? I guess pilot, right? It's a pilot. I still don't really understand the mechanics of a blimp. Like there's this big helium balloon and then there's something under it that controls it. I've never really put any effort to understanding it, but certain things just like blow my mind, like blimps and how they work, jet engines. You ever been flying in a plane and look at the engine like, we ain't supposed to be up here for real. Like, I know it's some mechanics of that shit that I don't understand. Like, I can't fathom, like, drag and all of that. But, like, just, like, this is keeping us up here? It's two fucking engines and 200 souls on this plane. That don't seem accurate for these two engines. But simple shit fucks my mind up, too. Like, just how a key works. Like, have you actually thought about, like, how a key works? Like, it's got all these little notches, and the key goes in and finds the right groove. Like, who the fuck thought of that? Why weren't they president? Because that's some cutting-edge thinking. This one little thing can keep everything behind this door safe? Nigga, make him president. This nigga's a genius. Keys? Until then, niggas was just like, stop, we're in here. Get out, this is our shit. And then one person was like, I got an idea. All right, last one.
The dentist.
God damn. Is that because you saw I was missing some teeth? He said, yeah. I'll have you know, sir, this missing tooth is by choice. This is to help. This is a functional missing hole in my mouth. You ever seen somebody eat food that's too hot and they be like, that shit, like, that never happens because so much cool air gets into this hole. It's actually a cold air intake. I work with this HVAC company to get the tooth removed. You cook my food in a volcano, bitch, it'll never be too hot. I don't like the dentist because nothing about the dentist is cool. I hate that they put that thing in your mouth, right? Like, nobody knows what it's called, but when they finna give you an x-ray, they put this fucking, they put a tesseract in your mouth that they stole from Thanos, brought back to the dentist's office. And then they jam that in your mouth and then they tell you to bite down. You be like, how, bitch? Ain't no corners on this. Ain't no edges or nothing. It's just this weird shape, this unhuman, unearthly shape. And they like bite down. And then they be like, be still or we gonna have to do it again. This is cutting the roof of my mouth. If you think I'm finna drown in my own blood for you to figure out what's going on in my mouth, bitch, take a picture. Pull your phone out, take a picture. I'm not doing this shit today, Deborah. Fuck the dentist. Let's get Jeremiah back up here.
One more time for Tahir Moore.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. My booty cheeks are sweating right now. I was nervous. I haven't been nervous in a very long time, but this was a nervous and fun thing. The most fun I've had on stage in a while, too.
He killed it, didn't he, Gil?
Oh. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I invented the key. Thank you.
Let's see what we can do together. What do we got?
Laughing at funerals.
Laughing at funerals.
That's you?
Yeah.
I told jokes at my grandmother's funeral.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, because my grandmother is a very holy woman, raised in the church, Baptist, and they always called it a homegoing ceremony, so I asked her, I tell some jokes, I'm going to tell you what, fucking ripped it, okay? Fucking ripped it at like 19 years old, fucking killed it. If she wasn't dead, she would have been, you know? Fucking killed it. It was still very sad. It was still
But in all seriousness.
But in all seriousness, it was a good time. It was good. My grandmother always had short hair like yours.
Yeah, yeah.
And she'd be like, y'all kids is getting in my hair. We would stop. We like, bitch, come on now. All right, just settle down. Just tell us to slow down or sit down, but don't lie to us.
What a great dark suggestion at the same time. Laughing at funerals. I want you to think about something dreary right now. Think about it.
The accent makes it almost okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, that's, oh, at funerals. Oh,
funerals.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. What else we got?
Nicknames.
Nicknames. Were you a nickname kid or Or all was right, so to hear good enough? Like
to hear
people?
More
yeah.
is my middle and last name. Okay. My first name is Robert. So it's Robert to hear more. And my family calls me Bob Bob. Or Bobby. Or just Bob. Mm-hmm. And I was raised in East St. Louis, which is like Compton and Watts together, but the size of Toluca Lake. Mm-hmm. So it's a place that you only go like by accident or for a funeral. And my mom wouldn't let me play any contact sports, so I could only play tennis. And I've had private lessons since I was in the fifth grade until like in college. I would be riding my bike, and all of my cousins, they were all in gangs. It's Marks, Lil Mark, Pico, all of this stuff. And it was like, hey, Bob Bob. It was a hard life. Because I got this fucking tennis racket, and I play tenor sax. And it's just like nothing about my life says I belong here.
Right.
As Bob Bob.
Yeah.
My grandfather never called me by my name, nickname or otherwise. He only called me Jeans Boy. Because my mother was Emma Jean McCombs. And she said, he would be like, Jeans Boy, come here. Right? But here's the fucked up thing. My mom was a junior because my grandmother's name was Emma Jean McCombs too. And I've never met another female junior before.
I was going to say, I didn't even know that existed.
I didn't know that was a... I was like, it wasn't no more names. Mary Jane. Elizabeth May. Y'all right. just was like, you know what? Run this shit back.
Does she ever go by the junior?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't even consider herself a junior. She just was like, yeah, we got the same name. I was like, nah, bitch, you a junior.
You're a junior.
And I wanted to be a junior. You wouldn't name me after my dad. She was like, he's an absentee father. I was like, so what, bitch? Maybe he would have came back.
Well, that's why you play tennis, because you're always looking for love.
Wow! That was good, sir. That was damn good. For clarity, though, you never want to be like at love, because it's,
the opponent. The
yeah,
opponent.
Yeah. You would just, yeah. Love is zero, so you just want, you don't want to be at zero.
Right.
In tennis.
Right. We'll cut that part out.
Yeah. No, keep it. It was great. It was great. Very quick on your feet.
No,
I loved it.
No. We're cutting what you said out.
I had to show that I really know it.
I know,
they were like,
I know.
Fucking black guy doesn't know how to play. Fucking Bob Bob. Tennis Bob.
Dude, I play sax too.
Do you?
Yeah, I play alto.
I play alto and tenor.
Yeah.
Clarinet, bass clarinet, snare, and bass drum.
Do you still play?
I haven't in a while, but I mean, it's like once you learn all the rudiments,
of course,
and all the scales, it's just hopping back.
We'll
on
off the jam sometime.
Hey, I'm with the shits, baby. Right. Yeah. I play naked. So if you're down to blow with me,
I'm just like, I just had a blow session with Baba. How about?
Just walk in. I'm on the stool, naked. Like, you ready to get down, baby boy? Now I'm insecure and I'm covering my mouth because you looked at my hold, sir. You caused me to do this. I was laughing very gaily before.
Let's grab one last suggestion. What do we got?
Broken dicks. You talked about broken dicks.
Wow. That was a story that I got from Dennis Rodman. Here's the thing. You can't really break the dick because there's no bones in it. It's a little cartilage, but the dick actually gets erect from blood flowing into it. And that's what makes the penis hard, which is also why cock rings work, because the cock ring traps the blood inside of the penis. I know a lot about this because me and my wife do a lot of research. We're actually poly, and I have a vasectomy. I'm very excited about it. I feel like I gave me a free pass and shoot up every club that I enter. Now, the whole germaphobe thing I told you about, that's still true, but like, I'm like a little quick like to just draw now, like, because I'm like, bitch, ain't you can't get pregnant. Shut up, huh? I'll pretend I'll get you pregnant.
Well, yeah, when you said over 300 from the back of the room, like, my head turned around, like, again.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I know, it's
that's
crazy.
That's a lot, that's crazy. I'm one. My body count's one.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Dude, I think I grew up playing tennis and saxophone. Like, I think we Freaky Friday.
It was by accident.
Yeah.
At one point, I was keeping count, and then I lost the piece of paper. So when I found it, I was like, oh, shit. You got a lot to add, but I remembered everybody's name and rating.
Which you have a rating system?
I absolutely did.
Really?
Absolutely. This is going to be, I'm going to make it fast. I rated it because I rated it on my, like, conversation, how much I enjoyed the time with them, and then they got an overall rating of those two. So I took the average of those two. Because I'm in college, I'm taking full credit hours, I'm working four jobs, and I was like, well, if I'm going to give somebody my time, let me make sure it's worth it. So yeah, that's where the rating system came. I know that's weird, but fuck you, man. Fuck you. Time is the only gift you can't get back, so I'm very protected of it. So fuck you. You guys are judging me, and I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. I've been married for 10 years. I got good dick. I don't care. Financially, I'm doing very well, so judge your mother, okay? I'm out of here, man. Give me the microphones there.
Giving over to Hear More. All right, how's the energy doing in here? We good? This next comedian coming to the stage, he's not only one of my favorite comedians, he's one of my favorite human beings on earth. If you haven't seen his Netflix special, do yourself a favor. Watch it right after this. Please welcome my brother, the amazing Todd Glass, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
I'm allowed to sit, right? Woo! I just got two new... there's no time for my ad-libs. I didn't really have anything, but that's an old trick. You act like, oh, no, I was going to go down that path, but we don't have time. So is there a just yell out suggestions, or is they to pick them out of a... Do you pick? Oh, they're going to yell them out? Shit, my plan does not work now. I thought, oh, I just go, oh, and I do about a bit I already have, you know? Meanwhile, everybody in the crowd's like, I didn't fucking... What if the word got out? What if the word got out? People are like, hey, did anybody yell out Cheesecake Factory? Or write it on a piece of paper? People are like, I didn't write it around. Then they stop the whole show. The owner comes up on stage. Oh, did anybody yell cheese? Or put it on a piece of paper. I can't even do the bit right. Okay, here we go. Yell something out. Oh, that's a tough one. Well, the thing, no. What the Middle East is going through. Here's, now listen to this. That's a good one. All right, now let's not joke. I always try to find ways not to do these type of shows. Like, not, I mean, do them because I have fun, but then, you know, not do it like this. And I'm not going to do it tonight. So, what do you got?
Shopping malls.
Do we have any others?
Raves.
Who?
Raves.
Ma'am, you have to get thrown out for heckling. No, I know it doesn't seem fair because it's the style of the show, but I just was alerted by the owner of the club. Yeah, you have to go. I'm sorry. Oh, I feel like that's my fault. No, I do. I feel like that's my fault. Oh, because it does look like we're like, yell out. But ma'am, seriously. Yeah, you have to go too. All right, the malls. Whew. Oh. No, sir, you got to give me a chance to... No, there's no way you thought, oh, this guy isn't ever going to do a bit. I know his style. It's got old 10 years ago. Do the show. I used to work at the mall, truth. I used to work at the Dairy Queen. And you just give free shit, and you get a lot of shit. You know what I mean? Like, we give out free ice cream, and then people give us free VHS tapes. Notice I shouldn't say that joke, because then I have to use the word VHS tapes. And that's how vain I am, you know what I mean? Just even I change names from my parents' friends, you know, when I'm telling a story about their friends, and I go, my mom's friend, I go, I'm not saying Stanley. Nobody fucking has friends named Stanley anymore. But that's not a mall joke, and I'm not counting it as one. Back to the mall. I don't want you to think I'm trying to do that old trick. Malls are, see, you know what I end up doing? And I realize it's to make it funny, you know? Now I'm like, yeah, malls are going by the wayside. And people are like, yeah, but that's not funny. I go, listen, you're the one that wanted the thing about the mall. Now that,
How am I supposed to take that they put up all this brick and mortar all over the place, jobs all over the world, and during the pandemic, there's a lot of fucking people out of work. That's just the cold, hard truth. When malls go out of business, people lose jobs. And I don't know how I talk about the mall, and I'm not yelling at you in more of like a loving way. I don't know how I'm supposed to take a mall. It's a very sad thing. You see these empty buildings. It's very, 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 very sad. Think of the families that didn't have Christmases, and then you throw it at me. Maybe like I'm supposed to go, oh yeah, but there's got to be a funny slant. There's nothing funny about what's going on with the mall, sir. And you know what? This is why the malls are fun, and I used to get a lot of pussy at the malls. Oh, I'm not joking around. No, I didn't even... I don't, you know, that's not my thing. I had to make it clear, you know what I mean? No, that's only funny if you know I don't do that. I'm not into that. No, just kidding. I'm not, but I don't know. It's not that I don't want to talk about that, it wasn't yelled out. Yell something else out.
Accents.
Excuse me?
Accents.
Accents. Yeah. Would you like me to do one for you? I mean, there'd be no problem. Now, it's hard to do accents. Let me think. Well, I'm glad that my, some words, people can hear my accent. I'm from Philadelphia, so if I go water. But it's very hard for me to not say, I try not to say water. Do I say, that's funny, right? I try not to overthink it. How do I do it? Do you have any, can I get some water? Water? And my friends go, water, water. I'm like, what do you think good is going to come out of that? It makes me feel horrible. Water, water, water. Yeah, I'm not doing it to piss you off. But then I thought to myself, that's what I guess I've been doing to people that say bathroom. I don't really fucking believe them. And I know that's not really an accent. It's more of a dialect. But ma'am, if you complain to the owner, if you go, would you like some, would you bathroom? I didn't think that was, but which dialect? Yell out any dialect. I'll give it a shot. I'm going to really try.
Australian.
You just did it. It's. I'm sure yours is good. Why am I gonna like try to top you? It looks bad on camera. It really does. No, it really does. If she did a nice job, that guy's not having any fun during my show. I can just tell the way he's playing with his beard. Like, god damn, this guy. You gotta give him. But I don't think he'd talk negative about me on the way home. I think he'd be like, he's trying. He didn't mean any harm. Did you get a close up of him on camera, B? All right, one more suggestion, and then I'll only have time for one more after that. I think I'm doing it. What?
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans? I told you not to say anything. No, I don't. Oh, whew. Woo. Oh, God, there's so much going through my mind. No, it's a sad industry, really. You get a lot of people. You and the mall guy should... I mean, this is like sex slaves. This is what's going on. Oh, sure, they say it's, you know, by their own doing. One other thing. I'm sorry. I feel bad when I don't do it because that was a good suggestion. You know what? Do you want to yell out one more? Because at least I feel like I did something you want to hear about.
I can't think of anything.
That's okay. Either can I. So look at us. Oh, look at us. We're like best friends now. You got to admit that's true. Like a little while ago, you're like, this guy, I yelled, and even though it was a bit, he said, hey, you have to leave for heckling. And then you yell out, you give me a bit, and I don't do it. Then it seems like, oh, is he, you probably go home. I know that comedian, but now look at us. We can live together, get a golden retriever. One other suggestion. And then did I get, excuse me?
Non-alcoholic beer.
I can't even. Sir, I have a problem saying it, and I would do it. I really would, and I'm not playing no... I'm not bull-fucking shitting you, but I have a... You just heard it. It's like I can't say facilities. I say instead of facilities, so I have a hard time with, you know, domesticated. So that's the same thing with that. But you do... I'll tell you what. You email me, and I'll do a voice... Non-alcoholic beer. I mean, you know, I get it. People that I don't like to do bits. You know, what's it with this non-alcoholic beer? What the fuck would you drink it for? Maybe you're trying to stop drinking, and that helps. Thank you. See, so what do you think about non-alcoholic beer?
I had to buy it one time, and I tried it. It tasted the same.
It tastes the same, but you don't get buzzed. Why am I yelling? Seriously, this is not a good tone. I don't want to have it in the rest of my career. I can change. If you go, you know, I actually like him if he would just talk to us. I think you're about to enjoy the rest of my set. But the Nana, yeah, the Nana. I don't even know how people drink beer to get drunk. I get bloated and tired. Do you ever see people that can just drink? Like the drink, I had 15 drinks, and then they have to go, and then they're going to go out for the night. What? I don't even eat dinner if I have to go out. The only thing that keeps me from not overeating is knowing I have to go somewhere. There you go. That joke. You know how you all got to pick a bit tonight? There's a kid here, that thing I just did, that wanted to write a joke for me. He's from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and he's up there. They didn't like it, Adam. You saw, I did the bit. They didn't like it, the whole crowd. And you heard it got silence. But you didn't want them to know your situation, and I didn't tell them your situation, but they did not. Woo, I told you too. I said it rambles, there's no definite punchline. You know what, remember what I said to you? Yeah, I said, where would the drummer go but bump hypothetically? And you're like, I don't know, I think it's something funny. I don't know if I'm getting a light, so I want to be respectful. I know they can edit this part out.
We do not have a light yet.
Wow, they must be giving me extra. Could you yell out, it'll make me feel better, it'll look good if my mom watches the show and my dad. Could you yell out, Ty, we want you to do extra, and then the crowd will applaud? Anyway, I think my time's about up.
Ty, we want you to do extra.
Oh! You know what, guys? You guys are the worst type of audience because you're so nice that you set my standards so high. You're like together, you work, you're very nice. It's like a kind audience. That's all I want to say. Ma'am, unfold your arms. All right, so one more suggestion.
Road rage.
Road rage. Let me tell you something about road rage. You do get to the point where if you're in road rage, it doesn't matter whose fault it is. You're fucking crazy, right? Like, do you ever have a friend you think you know, and then you're in the car, you're like, what the fuck? Like, that's not okay behavior. You go, yeah, I know, I'm trying to get a control on it. No. You, at your worst, you can only yell when your window's up. I'm not saying you have to be perfect. I wish I was so spiritual. There are times when I go, what the fuck? But it never, ever, 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 not once, no matter what the fucking circumstances, and it doesn't mean I'm perfect, but there's a level of sanity, and this applies to people in the room. Never. It doesn't matter what they fucking did. You know, you're a lunatic if you roll out your window. You fucking pile of shit. You're sick in your fucking head, and there's no way you're making a good partner, and there's no way you're a good parent. You don't have to be the worst, but you're not the best. Bring Jeremiah back up here. Oh! What happened? I have to stand up.
I fell on the stairs.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, it's okay.
You look good.
Thanks, man.
I don't know, it didn't affect you.
One more time for Todd Glass.
Wow. I like to sit when I do edibles.
You like to sit?
And I didn't mention I was high once during my set. I promised my friend I wouldn't. I did now, but it's over.
Oh, good. Well, you look good.
No, I try. I'm going to be 73 in May, and it is freaking me out. No, that's a good trick, though, right?
She looks so concerned. She's like, huh?
She's like, I thought he was 74.
Wow. Let's grab a suggestion and see what we can do.
Malls. Sir.
Talk shows.
Ah. You I get, take this.
Okay. Sure.
Nah,
yeah, I'll
talk
take it.
Shows.
You know, I feel like, you know, there's always a guy in the chopper.
Talk shows?
Okay, that's more morning shows.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to do the guy in the chopper. I can't. I know
come
I should
on,
be able
Todd.
To go.
Come on.
God, I come over here, wipe out of sit on the highway over here, and pee over here.
Yeah. You're talking about when they do like the high speed chase and they're running out of shit to say. And
looks like he might have somebody in the car, but we can't say anything from here.
Well, then don't say anything. You don't. Oh, and look.
If he goes into the river, that
well, okay, they can't think of shit. You know what I mean?
He could have open containers in the car, but at this point, we have no reason to believe that.
All right, please. Can't you cut away to another story? There you go. You take that, and then you do a little song. It's a lot of light up here. It's so bright. And I'm a professional. It's not like I'm an open mic nighter going, you know. Right. But still.
You feel like it's a little bright.
Well, do
you
think it's probably for your shooting it. That's what everyone tells me.
Yeah, yeah.
He's shooting it.
Yeah.
Like to shut me up. They're like, he's shooting it. the morning show.
The morning show. Would you ever do a talk show or a morning show?
I wouldn't try to sell it, but if they gave it to me, there's not much I wouldn't do. Including my OnlyFans. Hey! There you go. I would. If I could, you know, on the road I use a band. It just doesn't matter. I would use it if I could have the band that I use on the road. Because I wouldn't be as nervous with guests. I'd be so nervous around the guests, just not remembering their names and how to say them. Oh, no, I'd be miserable. I just hope I save my money so I don't have to do shit like that if I don't need the money. But goddamn.
Yeah.
Do you have something? That's how. Do you have something for me?
Yeah. I think you'd actually be a great host.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Maybe my sidekick could know better names than, like, he'd be better.
I think that if you did shrooms with every guest that came on your show, then you would be the best guide ever.
Wow. Do it. Like, you just can do it. Do it. Get it on to TV.
Dave Netflix is in the back. Sold.
Yes. TikTok it up.
Let's grab another suggestion.
Name tags.
Watch your mouth. No, I know what that means. You are.
The hello, my name is. Do you like those at parties? The hello, my name is.
You know what? They can be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can be. Why? Did someone yell out that?
She said name tags.
Oh, okay.
You're on another planet right now.
No, I'm not. I'm right here. I think I'm doing a pretty calm for me. Name tags. Yeah, I like those, you know. But that's not funny. I'm just answering you. Jesus, you're never going to invite me back. Yes, I like name tags. People write some crazy names I've seen. Have you ever seen any that they write? No, I think that's why I'm a good host, because I don't gobble up all the obvious ones that are right in front of us.
Well, some people, like, they put, you know, they'd be funny, they put, like, you know, a dick or something on the name tag.
Yeah, and that's a little barbecue humorish, but, you know what barbecue humor is?
No, what is that?
I think someone told me, not Godfrey, not Gilbert Godfrey.
Godfrey the comedian?
Yeah, Godfrey the comedian.
Yeah.
Someone yelled out something from the audience. This always made me laugh. And someone told me 10 years ago, they yelled out something. He goes, shut the fuck up with your barbecue humor. And I knew what he meant. Novice. You know, we don't need your fucking barbecue humor. So it always stuck in my head. And I'm sorry if that offended anybody. But that, again, is from the Make-A-Wish kid. Name tags. Well, you didn't say anything that great about. How can everyone else? People yell shit out,
right.
And I hear the audience laughing like hysterically at the ad libs. Me, I seem like I think to myself, well, you haven't. He did name tags. You just went off on another tangent.
But that you can do. You can. It's a choose your own adventure.
Why didn't you tell me that before? Jesus, I'm doing good.
You've been doing great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No. Go ahead. I'm letting you take control. Very professional.
Let's grab another suggestion.
Sure. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm
okay.
Good. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. What else we got?
Pirates.
Where do you think the Yar started from?
I think I know where it started. I saw it on a TikTok, I think. It's like they wiped their ass with the thing.
With the banana leaves.
With the banana leaves. That's what a friend told me. No, the sticks, some of them have sticks for hands, the pirates. This is back like in the 70s.
Right.
And when they go to wipe their ass, they get splintered. That's a true story. And then they wipe their ass, they go, argh. And I'm not just saying that because it's cheap humor. That's the truth. That's a true story. Swear to God. You can't swear to God. I stole this from Jim Gaffigan. Okay,
you're
yes.
doing the inside voice. Now.
Yeah, I do the inside voice. Yeah. I can't believe you're making fun of Willie Hunter, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Willie Hunter. Yeah. Willie Hunter.
Yeah, Jamar
Neighbors, ladies and gentlemen. Jamar Neighbors. Come on, they don't just stop and we'll cut to the...
Whoa! He loves it.
He loves
it. Oh, I can't get enough of it. I can't get enough of it. Let's do it again. You can cut it in. Let me point them out a little cuts. Like, go a little nuts. Do it almost like you were just yelled at as paid extras. You go, when we point them out, go a little nuts. Jamar Neighbors and Willie Hunter, ladies and gentlemen, here tonight in the audience. Okay. You seem nice.
Oh, Willie has a suggestion.
Yes, Willie.
Toilet paper.
Yes.
Oh. She was hoping all night long. No, I hope somebody yells at toilet paper. Whew. I use a lot of toilet paper. I realized.
Yeah.
I use it all, you know, I just realized it because now I'm living by myself. You know, I got out of a relationship. I just noticed it because I go through a roll. You're like, Jesus, you know, I go through a lot of toilet paper. And that's all I wanted to say.
You a bidet guy?
Can I tell you something? I'm almost too embarrassed to bring this up because it's personal, anything to do with. But like, I don't know if can't you just do a bidet without having it? Like if you're in, you're just some toilet paper, some water. And isn't that better to get in there good? Like then a bidet that squirts the ass, the outside of your, it's still not really getting in there. I mean, even if you put a little lotion on it, no one's around. I know it's embarrassing, but I really want to know. I think there's people that go, I know what he means. Like, when I've never used a bidet. Bidet, am I saying it right?
Yeah.
But I get it. And I get you have to do more than just, you know, 30 years ago, everyone talks about how great it was. No, it wasn't. People didn't, nobody wiped their ass right. I'm telling you, I guarantee you. People just walked around with dirty asses. And there's a little bit of truth to that. But the bidet, does anyone know what I mean by that? Like, does it really get in there? Anybody else? Right? So I don't know.
I've done a poor man's bidet once.
Isn't that where they have a guy from the parking lot spitting your ass?
Guys, keep it going for Todd Glass. All right, how are we doing in here, huh, guys? Heck yeah. Your next comedian coming to the stage. This guy has a special called Rotten Luther King Jr. He is phenomenal. He just was talking to Todd Glass a second ago. My brother from the Wave, from Roast Battle, it's Jamar Neighbors, ladies and gentlemen.
Black love. Oh, God. Oh. Hello. So talk to me. What up, this wicking couple? Now, damn it, bitch. You look like a Sanderson sister. You lit the black flame candle to fuck with this bitch? I like that. What's going on, man? I saw you at the Walmart taking up all the carts and shit, the motorized carts and shit. I saw your ass and shit. And what's up? So, what's going on? Get Out, right? I saw you in Get Out. He looked like Get Out. He like Chris Tucker in Get Out. I'm coming to get you, man. Like, oh shit. Oh man. What up, Amy? Beer bottle? Wine glass. Wine. Okay. What up, man? Talk to me.
Family.
Surfing. Family? What? Family? Family. Yeah, man. Family, dog. So, all right. I'm missing a parent. It's a dad. I think they call it, and you know, half of me, like, you know, my mama. I look like I got her mouth for sure, but like, there's certain things that my mama don't got that I'd be like, damn, I wonder if that come from my daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like my big ass black dick. What if my mama had a big ass black clit, nigga, and I was like, oh, all right. Oh, all right. You get that from me, Jamar. All right, who else? Who I get this mustache from? Yeah, my family cool though, man. They I had to come back into town, man, because every time I come into town, it's like I wanted to come back because every time I leave my family, I come back, it's like somebody in the family is missing another tooth and shit. And so I had to come back just to see like, yo, like who got the new tooth gone. And it's my cousin Lene. I meant Flane. Lene. I knew she wasn't gonna make it because she got an Audi belly button. Out of the whole family and shit, she got an Audi belly button and shit. Who's been prosperous that got an Audi belly button besides Tony Braxton? I'm sorry. Next suggestion. What?
Tooth gaps.
Oh yeah. Speaking of missing teeth, yeah. You know what they used to tell me? They used to be like, hey, the bigger your gap is, the more money you're gonna have. And I'm like, a bitch, like, I don't know, man. A lot of people used to make fun of me for having this shit or whatever, man. I used to do this thing. I used to want a straight teeth so bad, nigga, that I used to get like a white Tic Tac, nigga, and I used to like put that motherfucker right here. I used to go to like clubs and parties acting all normal and shit, like. He'd be like, nigga, why that white one? Like, nigga, if you put a white Tic Tac in your mouth, nigga, that shit would expose the fuck out of your beige ass teeth. Your teeth really beige. Anyway, yeah.
Babies.
What?
Babies.
Babies? Yeah, man, I gotta stop coming in these women. Because one day they're gonna be ovulating and ain't that when it happened? When women be ovulating? What's the rate that more than likely that shit gonna happen?
92%.
92%. Fuck. But you gotta do it. You gotta keep doing it, or just one time ovulating, you done.
Hey man, luck of the draw, baby.
Oh.
Vasectomy though, baby.
Huh?
Vasectomy.
Oh, vasectomy? Nah, man, cause that mean they gotta split up. Wait, Jeremiah, how does shit go? They gotta split open your dick. I got all right. Man, I hate babies, man. Them niggas, because I don't respect a baby until they got a face and they can like talk and I can throw a football at that nigga. My little sister, she got a baby, and I swear to God, I picked that nigga. He like a newborn. I told you, she got a newborn. I picked this nigga up, and I was holding him, and this is how I know I'm not ready for fatherhood, nigga. I was holding him, and I was like, damn, I could throw this nigga far. I was like, I thought I could throw this nigga far. I wonder if that's how Tom Brady feel when he get his new baby. Like, boy, I swear to God, if I was still in the field. Giselle be like, give me my damn baby. All right, give it up for Jeremiah Watkins, goddammit. Thank you.
Yeah, Jamar Neighbors.
Woo!
Let's grab a couple suggestions, see what we can do.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. Good to see you, man. You look good, dude.
You look good, man.
Man, you still, are we going to ever bring the wave back?
I hope so.
Damn, dude. Can Willie get up here and get a microphone, too?
We don't have a third mic, but I really wish.
You should just... Can we share?
We can share, Mike. It's rare.
Hi, Eric Amuse.
It's rare that the three of us are, in the same room for lunch.
Get your ass up, man.
Guys, Willie Hunter. All right. Here we go. This is new. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. What do we got?
Threesomes.
So,
No.
Jesus Christ. Have you ever had one? Hell yeah. For real? Like,
threesomes, like, we're already three. So if you bring another person, it's a foursome. And he's got, you had a group sex already?
Well, not tonight.
Oh, okay. Not yet. This guy's, this guy.
You making the most out of that little limo service you on, ain't you? You be fucking the shit out of them bitches in that stretch limo. Have you ever had a threesome, Jeremiah?
No.
Oh.
That was a loaded question.
Loaded. I like threesomes. I just hate when one of the bitches be asleep. Next suggestion. Not gonna crimp.
What is it? Trick or treat? Okay.
Can I smell your feet? And you give me something good to eat?
That is pretty sexual if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. If you don't, I don't care. I'll put on your underwear.
That could have been a kid saying or a 90s R&B music video. Trick or treat, I'll smell your feet. Give me something good to eat. If you don't.
Something good to eat. Oh, yeah. If you don't, I don't care.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna pull down your underwear.
I'm gonna pull down your underwear.
Wait, so you'd be the falsetto of the group?
I'm the falsetto, you know that.
No, we're all fighting over the falsetto.
Oh, I'm fighting over the falsetto.
We're all fighting over it.
We're fighting over it.
Bass, honestly.
Oh, you the bass?
Yeah. The bass probably got the most ass. Come here, girl.
Just a demon?
Hey, baby girl. Won't you come out here? Yo, welcome to the depths of hell, baby girl. Come into my bedroom. Some R. Kelly playing, girl.
Jamar, do you remember back in the day when you used to have your cell phone and you'd have a dick pic on it?
Yeah.
And you'd tell me to he'd ask me to go up to different women that he liked and he'd be like, hey, my friend is shy. Can I show you a picture of him? And they'd be like, okay. And then I'd show them his dick and then Jamar go.
Willie, have you ever sent a dick pic?
Whoa, what is this? It's like the UN right now. What is right. this? Have I sent a dick pic? No, I haven't. Actually, no, I have. I sent one, yeah.
Well, what happened?
Oh, what happened? Oh, I mean, you know what happened.
No, what happened?
Nothing happened.
Oh. Nothing happened? No reply?
No, of course there was a reply. Yeah, you know, it was a great reply, but it was not like I was 30 miles away.
Oh, too far.
Too far.
Yeah.
It was not a big enough dick to travel.
Right. You're not crossing state lines.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, that's a nice dick, but it's not 30 miles.
Right. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He looked like Tim Allen when Tim Allen just got out of prison.
Sorry.
Let's grab one last suggestion.
SeaWorld.
Shamu. Do you think...
Do you think he did it?
I always ask, who's actually gone to SeaWorld by a round of applause?
Yeah.
And was it good?
It could have been, but my experience was ruined. And I was 10, and we all went on a field trip. And so they were like, oh, my God, so who wants to come up here and pet Shamu? This is on God, nigga. So you know I'm telling the truth. Oh God, nigga, they was like, who wants to come up here and pet Shamu? And I was like, me, me, me. I swear to God, I remember it like it was yesterday. I was like, me, 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 me. And a little girl was at the like, I do. And they were like, and I was like, me, me. They were like, you little girl right here. And I was like, oh. And then the bitch got up there and really got to fucking touch the nigga. And then, and then she was like, it feels rubbery. And I was like, fuck you, bitch. I didn't say fuck you, bitch, but it,
doesn't it look like the three of us get scarier as the police lineup goes down?
Wow.
We should do one more. We should do one more.
Okay, okay. Water beds, casinos. Water beds and casinos.
I thought someone said watermelon.
No, they said water beds.
Oh, water beds.
Yeah, yeah.
You know niggas love water beds. Niggas can't get enough of them water beds.
Guys, keep it going for Jamar Neighbors and Willie Hunter. All right, we have reached our final comedian of the night. How's everybody feeling, huh? I absolutely love this next comedian as well. You may know him from his crowd work show, Surrounded. Please welcome the amazing, my brother, Mike Falzone, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Hi, everybody. So many things have happened tonight. I'm sure we could all remember. But I haven't really been able to hear anything since Jamar was talking about the demon in the boy band. That's great to have a level beneath the low voice guy. I turned Australian all of a sudden. You ever do the boy band in the low voice, and then there's the demon beneath it? Anyway, good bet. How are you? Good. Is there anybody who hasn't been talked to yet that wanted to be talked to? And you have a suggestion in the back of your mind? No, you all said all of your things. I could shout stuff at myself. Yeah. You say scabs? What a gross suggestion from such a well put together person. Scabs. I feel like I haven't had a scab in a long time. And that's probably good. Staying off the ground where an adult is supposed to be. I haven't fallen off a bike in a long time. Did you mean like wound scabs or people scabs? Because there's also all the strike things happening. No, you don't mean that one. Okay, good. When was the last time you had a scab?
Motorcycle accident.
Motorcycle accident. Is this just a segue to talk about that? How cool you are when you were falling off your bike. You had a motorcycle accident. What happened? Yeah, two humble brags in a row so far. I was in Mexico, I'm all over the place. Catch me all over the place. I was in Mexico this time. I was in Mexico on a motorcycle, so suck my dick real fast. But I fell off, so joke's on me. I'm sorry to hear that. Were you wearing a helmet? No. Well, yes, mistake. You get any head scabs?
Yeah.
You hate to see it, but you look good now. Yeah, for sure. This is just the rest of us. This is just us making out for the next 20 minutes. You know what else I noticed about you is you're beautiful and I'm horny. I'm just kind of noticing the two of these things. We just get closer and closer for the next fucking. That's good. Good suggestion. Scabs. Anybody else? How about you?
Save your complex.
Save your complex. From scabs to savior complex. What is savior complex? Why don't you explain that to me like I don't know what it is? And then we can all pretend I don't know what it is until you tell me. Why don't you be my savior in this moment and tell me what you're talking about?
I almost wanted to say Napoleon complex earlier tonight.
I know what that is. That's the one where you're little and you act big. So Brad. Did you think he left? Did you think he left? Just because you can't see him, you think he left a long time ago? So what is savior complex? When you think that you're good at saving stuff, but you're not?
Pick some elitist that thinks they're God.
Pick some elitist that thinks they're God. Lex Luger? What a fucking reference for eight people, tops. I guess I don't have a lot of those people in my life, so I can't give you one off the top of my head. Can you give me a good example? It's so personal. It's like, my Uncle Jeff. Do jokes about my Uncle Jeff. Can you give me a good one, like pop culture one? Where did you expect this conversation to go? Like, one of us is, I'll say it, because I read it once, and then one of us will know what I'm talking about. Can I do another one? Because this one's making me nervous.
Flashlight.
Good. Good. What are you looking for with a flashlight? Dude, imagine there's an earthquake, God forbid, or something horrible happens, some natural disaster, and you're looking for your kit, and it's pitch black, and you're like, all right, I'm fucking, just for a second, you're like, okay, I finally, I don't know how I found it through all the rubble, but I got my flashlight, so maybe I can find my dog, and it's just, you're trying to turn it on, but it's, you know, you just cummed in it a bunch of times. That's a huge bummer. Let's do one more.
Sweating.
Yes, sweating and fleshlights. Good combination of stuff. I used to sweat when I was nervous all the time. And then I don't get nervous really anymore. Now I feel like I'm broken in a way. And I miss it. I smell nice all the time. I'm like, am I even trying it anymore? When was the last time you sweat real bad?
Right now.
Yeah, well, you know, take your dick out, bud. Let's see what you're wearing. I'm just kidding, dude. Keep your dick in your pants. Let's bring Jeremiah back up. Jeremiah! Yeah. Good to see you, brother.
One more time for Mike Falzone.
Look at how attractive this guy is. And he was like, scabs? Scabs.
Yeah, why did he not say like, cologne or something?
Something do baccarat. Like that. Water polo and baccarat.
Let's see what we got together. What we got?
Comedy.
Comedy. Yep, doing it. Yep, what else? What else we got? Street racing. Okay.
Like on foot? What if all the Fast and Furious movies were just about dudes being like, I bet I could get to that light post and die. Dude, Vin Diesel's like, it's all about family.
I was thinking when you said street racing, I was thinking of like weird street racing too, where it's Flintstone style. Yeah. Where like the bottoms are cut out of the cars. Dude, and yeah. There's all like
a
like,
gritty Flintstones remake where their feet are all bleeding all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't know what it's like carrying that big T-bone steak home to my family every night.
Dude, Vin Diesel is Fred Flintstone? Yeah. That would be fun,
yeah,
bro.
But that would do. I can't do a I can't do a Vin Diesel, but you can.
Hey,
who's Barney?
Yeah,
who's Barney Fife?
Maybe it'd be Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
You gotta slow down.
Yeah,
slow down.
I lived my life 1 billion years ago in a second. 1 billion years ago in a time. Dude, I'm not doing real well, but it's like in my mind, I hear how it should be. And so I'm enjoying it. I know you guys don't get that part, but I'm killing it up here right now, too.
Wow.
Let's grab another suggestion.
Go Spike Lee.
Spike Lee and what else?
Ghost Story.
Spike Lee.
Spike Lee would do a good ghost story.
Spike Lee and ghost story. I always mix up Spike Lee and Spike Jones.
Yes. Same guy. Freaky Friday situation, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Ghost story. Do you believe in ghosts?
Sometimes I have to because my wife is Albanian and she believes in ghosts and I can't not believe in ghosts. She's like, I feel an energy in here, right? Right? And I'm like, yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely breezy in here. And she's like, because of the spirits.
Yeah, yeah. But do you feel that though?
Yeah.
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 You're behind her in bed and you're like, I don't feel anything. What are you, yeah. what are you talking about?
Like, what's your deal, dude? Yeah. Stop being so connected.
I feel some kind of presence behind me. I don't know what it is. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It really could be anything. Yeah.
Guys, give it go for Mike Falzone. Guys, did we have a good time tonight? Yeah! Keep it going for all the comedians that you saw tonight. We're here every second Tuesday of the month. Watch us on YouTube. Thank you guys so much for supporting us, and we love you. Have a great night. Thank you so much.
Want to hear something crazy? Over half of our viewers are still not subscribed. Let's change that today. Leave a like and a comment before you go and help us get to 50,000 subscribers. Thanks so much for the support.